With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Oneida County Board is urging the Wisconsin Legislature to adopt enhanced wake regulations. The legislature ended this session without passing any legislation regarding boats that make powerful waves, although a bill had been introduced on the topic. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
There's been fierce debate over how heavily wake boats and the large waves they create should be regulated in Wisconsin. Much of the debate has been centered around how far and at what water depth these boats can safely operate from shore without causing damage. Oneida County conservationist Michelle Sedeskis and her department made recommendations to county supervisors on the advisory resolution based on the research that is currently available and the county's current 10-year land and water management plan.
Our number one goal in that plan was to protect our surface waters in the state, in particular Oneida County. Our number one activity under that goal was to protect our shorelands.
Sedeskis told the Oneida County Board at its meeting Tuesday that this resolution is meant to be a reasonable balance of the rights of people to recreate while also protecting lakes and shores. The resolution encourages the Wisconsin legislature to engage in meaningful discussions to set standards for enhanced wakes of at least 500 feet from shore and in at least 20 feet of water. The board debated lowering it from 500 feet or removing the wording about distance from shore altogether, but ultimately passed the resolution as presented. The language in the resolution also focused on regulating enhanced wakes rather than wake boats themselves. One supervisor asked Sedeskis if people were coming to her department saying wake boats were causing erosion.
What we hear quite a bit is just people coming in saying we need to do something, we're losing footage. Of shoreline due to increased wake and recreational activity. So I'm not saying it's necessarily that or they're coming in. Now there is a lot of people that do say we have wake boats and we're seeing the biggest waves coming from wake boats. But their concern is that their shoreline is getting beat up and they're losing frontage.
The advisory resolution also asked the legislature to give local governments local control and to take the transfer of aquatic invasive species into consideration. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson in Oneida County.
Lawmakers in northern Wisconsin are reacting to the carbon monoxide incident at the Crandon School District last week. Nearly 40 students and staff sought hospital treatment because of carbon monoxide. Two of those people had elevated levels of carbon monoxide. The district is currently closed until April as it works to ensure everyone can return safely. State Representative Rob Swearingen of Rhinelander is among three lawmakers that want to make it a requirement for schools to have carbon monoxide detectors. Current Wisconsin law only requires detectors in residential buildings. In a news release, Swearingen said he and other lawmakers plan to introduce legislation that would require Wisconsin schools to have carbon monoxide detectors throughout their buildings. The proposal would include a process for districts to seek reimbursement for costs associated with purchasing carbon monoxide detectors. In a statement, Swearingen said, "The fact that carbon monoxide detectors are not already mandatory in our schools is frankly shocking." The Northland Pines Community Garden is in desperate need of volunteers to help plant, maintain, and harvest food for the Vilas County Food Pantry. The garden is in Eagle River at the north side of the high school. Students collaborate with gardeners. Mary Ann Lambrecht is one of the main organizers for the community garden.
They have beehives, got moved over by the garden, and we have noticed that our production has gone up because of it. So we're working with the students on that and then incorporating more flowers around the school area to keep the bees, you know, happy.
Fresh vegetables are donated to the Vilas County Food Pantry for food insecure families. Last year, the garden donated 650 pounds of greens.
They love all, like I said, all the fresh produce that's brought in. The people that work at the food pantry say it's gone. That's the first thing they take.
The community garden also has private plots available for rent. Volunteering counts towards community service hours and master gardener hours. You can learn more about the garden and how to get involved at WXPR.org. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will decide if counties must release voter incompetency records. The Wisconsin Voters Alliance sued Walworth County's Register in probate in 2022, seeking records indicating a judge has found someone incompetent to vote. The Second District Court of Appeals held the records are public and the county must release them with birth dates and case numbers redacted. The county's Register in probate, Christina Secord, asked the Supreme Court to review that ruling. The court issued a two-page order Tuesday afternoon saying it would take the case. The order offered no other details beyond mandating that the first briefs be filed within 30 days. Wisconsin's top Republican is deriding supporters of former President Donald Trump who are trying to recall him from office. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss on Tuesday predicted their effort would fail and some would be subject to election fraud charges. Voss called those trying to oust him whack jobs and morons. Voss is being targeted for recall because he refused to impeach the state's top elections official or proceed with attempting to decertify President Joe Biden's 2020 victory in Wisconsin. His actions angered Trump and his supporters. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has given parties until Thursday to weigh in on a question over what legislative district boundary lines should be in play for any recall. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.